Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Avon Monday Night Motivational Radio Show, and I'd just like to thank each and every one of you for being on the call. And also, just so you know, you don't keep a secret. You know, tell your friends and family members about the radio show, those who are Avon representatives and those who are thinking about Avon becoming Avon representatives. As you know, from the loyal people who listen to the show each week we bring on different Avon representatives to help you take your Avon business to the next level. These Avon representatives could be in the form of a district manager. They could be an Avon representative at any level. It could be an entry level all the way up to senior executive. Today, I'm very happy to say that we have Maria Rivera, who is a district manager, and so we're going to plug her in, and let me get her on the phone. Maria?
Good evening. Maria. How are you?
Hi, Maria. How's everything?
Everything is good. Excellent. Thank you for having me back.
Well, thank you for being back. It's been so long since you've been on the show, and I can't believe it. We can't not have that happen again. We always have to make sure that we have you on the radio show each and every week. Now, you know, one of the things I like to talk about, first before we start, is for those who don't know who you are, can you briefly give them a description of who you are and what it is that you do as a district manager?
Absolutely, yes. I've been with Avon 16 years. I started straight out of college. I started as a customer, like many of us, as a customer. And I very quickly saw the opportunity when I started the Avon. I really realized, I realized how easy it was to do this business because the products were well known. You know, I had to lie, I had to push the product, so it was very well known, and that's how I got in love with this great company. And in a very short time, I was offered to be a district sales manager, and basically what I do now is I help the representative develop their business depending on what it is that they're looking for, depending on their dreams and goals. You know, if they want to make $500, then that's how I help them make the $500. If they want to make $1,000 or $10,000, I help them. So everything boils down to what is that they want so that I can support them and help them.
Excellent. And I know, you know, you're one of those few district managers who is very, very active and very, very involved with your districts. And your results for your whole district reflects that.
Thank you. You know, I love what I do. When you love what you do and you're passionate about it, it makes it easier. And then, you know, you treat it then as a hobby. You treat it then as something fun. And I do have my days like everybody, but I love what I do and I'm passionate about it. So I guess that's the key of the success in the district.
Well, Maria, let's talk a little bit. I don't know if you're prepared for this, you know, just throw out questions. I don't know if you're actually prepared for this, but one of the things I want to see if you could help us with, you know, Avon is going through a little change, and one of it will be as a result of the closing of the warehouse in Georgia. And we understand that there will be some changes. And I thought it was supposed to take place in Campaign 13. Is that correct?
It's in Campaign 16. It will take place in Campaign 16.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 16. Okay, very good. So what do we do? What as Avon representatives who are currently on the RPS-4 cycle, how do we prepare for that? I'm assuming it's just RPS-4, maybe other districts. So how do we, as Avon representatives, how do we prepare ourselves for the change and at the same time don't screw up and miss our order in order?
Well, I think everybody got early notice about the change. And basically, the most important thing is understanding, you know, when the orders are going to be going in now instead of Monday. When is it actually going to be going in? What is the deadline for those orders to go in? In this case, it will go in earlier. Usually, our order goes in Monday by noon, right? That's the deadline.
That's correct.
So this time, I understand that our orders, the deadline is going to be on a Friday by 12, and then our delivery will be on Sunday.
You mean it'll start shipping out on Sunday?
Yes, the shipping will be affected too, because now the orders are going earlier than normal. So
okay.
Yes, so now you know when the order goes in. You know, Avon, I believe they already send a new schedule. If not, it will be in the next campaign, and most likely in campaign 13 or 14. I think they already send the new schedule. But if not, you can always I thought for a minute that you can look it up online, but I don't want you to get the wrong schedule. I'm sure they're going to send it in the box if they haven't. So then you want to look at the schedule and plan accordingly. When is that you're going to start giving out the brochures, and when is that you're going to ask your customer that the orders do by? And you have to really, you know, look up, you know, to your calendar and see how you're going to manage, so that way, you know, it doesn't affect you in a negative way. And I think it will affect you in a negative way probably if you're not prepared, if you don't look and plan ahead. That's when, you know, you miss the date for the order, then your customer doesn't know when they're going to receive it, then you don't know when you're going to, you have to enter it and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so the most important thing is that the leaders, and I'm asking the leadership representative, that they are prepared, because you guys are the ones that have, you know, the people under you that are mentoring and coaching. And so it's very difficult. Sometimes it's very difficult as a leader, right, to get together everything. So can you imagine your new people? Or the new representative that you have, or the representative that are not doing this as a full-time job. They're just doing it as a hobby or something like that. They're not going to put 100% attention, right? So you are, as a leader, you're doing this, I'm thinking, a full-time, basically, because you're looking to build a heck of a business. So you're very serious about your business. So I think the leaders is going to have a lot to do with this change. So it's going to be important, you know, how each and every one of us manage this change with our downline. So I would encourage the leaders to start them probably making calls or email, you know, maybe sending out an email. And you guys know your people, so you know who doesn't read the emails and who's better on the phone. And I think this will save some business. Not only for you, but for Avon, for the district, and the whole company.
Okay. I agree with you 100%. And that we should, as Avon, as leaders, and within our team, that we should definitely help our downline in the process. My question is, I know that for myself, I have people in my downline that's in Boston. I have people in my downline that's in various parts of Florida. How do I know who in my downline that's affected by this new change that's going to take place on the 16th?
That's a great question. That's a really good, valid question, a very good one. And I would think, and this I'm not 100% sure, but I'm going to have to do a little bit more research and put it out to you guys, to the leaders up there. Uh-huh. But I would think, personally, I would think that you will be able to see that on your reports, the change, but you need to know ahead of time. So that's a really, really good thing. So that is something that I'm going to jot down and then come back as a form of an email to our leaders in the district. If you're not part of this district, then that's a really good question for your district sales manager so she can do research. How is it that you leaders are going to find out way in advance who is going to be affected in their downline with the changes? Okay. So that's something that I'm going to search for my leaders. So, again, for those of you that are out there, it's a very good question. You want to get in touch with your district manager, too.
Very good. Thank you so much for that, Maria. Let's jump around a little bit because this will be a little hot sketch on various topics today. Let's talk about the month of June. To me, a lot of people see June as a month that really nothing's really happening. But in my opinion, people kind of forget that we have Father's Day coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We have the school where teachers were powered by the teachers a gift. Can we talk about all the great opportunities we have at Avon represented in the month of June?
Yes, absolutely. Well, this is a time where you want to gear it up and you want to think about, the season. There's a lot of products for the season, like the Bug Guard. I mean, there's going to be tons of people out there that's going to have barbecues, and they're going to need the bug spray. Colors, the season colors, people want to dress, and they want to wear colors, makeups that are fresh and, specifically for the season. So a lot of people leave on vacation, so maybe this is the time where you want to hook them up with the trial size products. They don't want to probably carry their big shampoo or the big, that kind of stuff. So it's a great opportunity for now to start as you gain new customers. You want to get them through the new seasonal colors, the new, the flip-flops that we have, many of them really nice, different colors, great price. And then remember to introduce the color and the skin care. Because if you just sell the flip-flops and you forget to introduce the skincare, then a couple months from now, then they don't know about skincare. They're going to end up in a Kmart or somewhere else to buy the skincare.
Uh-huh.
So this is the opportunity to really start getting new customers through the seasonal colors, through the flip-flops and, the jewelry and all that nice stuff that we have now for summer. And then remember to convert them into skincare customers and color customers, cosmetic, the new season eyeshadows, mascara, you name it, perfumes.
Mm-hmm.
So that then you are thinking in a long term. You're not thinking just in the moment. So that's our mentality. Father's Day is a great time. I think, for Father's Day, you still have time to pick up a few customer, new customer. And again, you pick up a few customers that buy, for example, the fragrances. So that is repeat sales. If they don't buy the fragrances, you try to get them through the watches or any other men's products. And then you have the opportunity again right there to try to get them hooked up with the shampoos, which is repeat sales, with the cosmetic or skincare. Somehow don't lose on the opportunity that you have that potential customer in front of you. So it's a great opportunity. I always think, throughout the year we have a lot of great opportunities, but if you really think if you have a business mind person and you're very creative, you're always going to think out of the box. Okay, now it's summer, so how can I get new customers for summers and customers that how can I get them? And then if I get them through products that are not skincare or cosmetic, then how can I get them engaged into those products so I can build my business to from 20 customer to 50 customers, from 50 customer to 100 customer?
And why is that important that we should think about building up? Because some people get, you know, some people get very comfortable. That's the word. Some people get very comfortable with their little Avon business, and they don't really try to grow it. Why is it important that we should grow our Avon business?
Well, everything is going to depend on what is that you want. Okay, if you're okay with what you're doing and you don't want to do anything else, you know, it's your goal, it's your dream. I respect it. However, you know, you're leaving money on the table and you are not taking advantage of the time. Time is something that we cannot get back.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just, I mean, when you have the opportunity to make extra money, to build a business, just utilizing the same time that you're utilizing, because all I'm saying is, you know, you're at your job. If you show what we have, if you order your demos and wear the beautiful dress, maybe you might attract a few customers through the dress, and then have the opportunity to introduce them into other products. And that is something that you really don't have to go out of your way to do that. So instead, if you just take that, you know, the order for the lipstick or the order for the hand, for the bag, or for the dress, and you don't say anything else, guess what? That's time that you have right there, right in front of you, to motivate somebody to buy more. That's money that you could have made, and you're not doing it. So it depends on what it is that you want. You have to look. I'm thinking if you're in this call right now listening to us, I'm thinking because it is because you really want to build a business. You're interested. So if you're interested, then that means that you have the will. So if you really have the will, then you want to learn different ways. How can I take advantage of my time to build the business? It's important because what you do today is going to affect tomorrow. So if today you have a few customers, today you are in an elevator, wherever you are, and you didn't talk to that person or you didn't motivate your customers to buy different stuff, then tomorrow is going to affect tomorrow, because tomorrow they're not going to buy something that it could have been a repeat sale.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's why it's important.
We recruit people all the time, and we see people in our downlines, and they do very well with their sales. But for some reason, they just can't find themselves going into leadership, and it's because it's fear. You know, they think it's a lot of hard work, or they just really don't know what it really, really entails. How do we motivate our downline to understand that their leadership is not really that hard, but at the same time, very rewarding?
Yes. Well, you know, I always remember, I think I present this on one of our leadership meetings, the video of Jim Rohn, when he says, you know, it's just the way it is. There's no explanation. I mean, as long as you, in your heart, you present the opportunity, you do the follow-up trainings, you know, there's going to be some people that they just not going to see it for some reason that we really don't know, right? Because this is so, for me, this is like 1+1. I mean, and I'm sure that for a lot of our leaders, it's like a, you know, it's something that is not, that anybody can do it. You really don't have to go to school to do this business and build it and make thousands of dollars. You don't. You just have to, you know, learn a few skills. You have the people to teach it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And believe in yourself and believe that you can do it. And if you don't have the skill, but you have the will to learn it, you really, really want it, then it could be done. But for some reason, it doesn't. There are people that they're not going to see that, and there's nothing that you can do about it. The best thing that I encourage all of our leaders is that you have to be able to sleep at night, know that you did your best to teach this opportunity, to show this opportunity, to share the opportunity. And there's, you know, once you know that you really shared it, you'll be okay. We have in the district over 600 representatives. And how many times I had meetings about it, how many times I spoke with a lot of them, and they are great sellers. Some of them are great sellers. And I know they could do it because they're selling over $10,000 a year.
Wow.
And all they have to do is teach some, you know, a few other people how to do it. So I know they could do it if they want to do it. But, you know, it's not probably the right time for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that they probably see themselves doing because of who knows what reason. You know, they start putting up so many stuff in front. Some of them, they don't believe they can really do it. They don't want to take the time, maybe. So, you know, there's really, I couldn't say exactly what it is, but based on what I've learned and I've seen, sometimes you feel hopeless. You know, there's nothing that you can do. There's one thing that you can do. Yes, there's one thing that you can do. And I strongly suggest this one thing. You need to move on. It's a numbers game. And you need to find more people. Because if you find ways how to prospect and talk to more people and give more brochures, take phone numbers, follow up, you have everything in order. Because you could take a bunch of names, but if you don't follow up, you don't have, you know, some structure, it's not going to work either. But that's part of the technique, finding more people and finding ways how to better train yourself on. There's certain people that you might turn them on different ways. You know, you might prospect in a different way or try to get them motivated in a different way. So you have to try all these ways to have a better opportunity and find the right people.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's absolutely amazing. You're absolutely right. And I like the fact that you said that, you know, you just have to simply move on and go to the next person and just drip on the person who you meet. So who's on your downline, just keep dripping on. Don't forget about them. Just don't totally focus, but don't abandon them either. The other thing I wanted to ask you was,
No, I was gonna say, you know, with the leadership opportunity, once you learn certain rules of this game, if I may say, then you're okay, and then that's when you learn how to move on, and that's when you grow. When you start learning that not everybody's going to say yes, and you start understanding that sometimes it's not about you, it's just the way it is, that's when you start really seeing growth and success.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make that comment.
We're almost at the end, so what I like to focus on now is Now that the weather is finally looking is about to break, what can we do in terms of prospecting? What should we be doing in terms of prospecting?
Very, very good question. Well, you know, if you have the opportunity to partner with some business in busy areas, I love the idea of partnering with hair salon, nail salons on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, those are the busiest days, to partner with them. That's a great way to do it. If you have opportunity to get permits in parks, and you know where there's a park, swimming pool, public swimming pools, that's another opportunity. If you have the opportunity to be there and have a stand or something that you can give out brochures, that's a great opportunity. Yes. The other, you can go to the unemployment office, too, and partner with them. The other day I was there in White Plains with Teresa Rodriguez, and that was packed. And, I mean, it was a great opportunity. We prospected a few women's there. So it was really good. So that's another way.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. They allowed you to go inside and talk to the people that were applying for public assistance.
Actually, we went there to talk to the guy in charge to see if we can partner with them. But in the meantime, you know, we talked to two ladies that were working there, and they were willing to take the brochure and show it, and they gave us their number.
Oh.
So that's what we did. Yes. So, you know, everywhere we go, if you're going to barbecue, you know, right now, if you're going to parties and barbecue, if you leave your home without brochures, without bug guard, you know, and stuff that to promote, you're done. You're leaving money on the table. So that's another great opportunity. See the places that you're invited. Ask, of course, you want to ask if it's okay that you could probably, you know, bring in a table, a small table with some products and brochures and free samples for all the people that come to the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a great way to do that, too. If you're in, how about also the flea markets? And not only the flea markets, there's a lot of, how you call it, garage sales? There's
garage
a lot
sales.
Of houses. Yes, the people, I know that a lot of people love doing that. Every weekend they go from house to house trying to sell, trying to buy stuff.
That's so true. Yeah, buying junk, other people's junk. Yes.
Yes, they love that. And that's another way. If you have a private house, maybe you could put up some flyers, say I have a garage sale, I have a Avon sale or something to attract the customer to come to your home. And there you have your Avon prepared. You know, you might have a few stuff from home, too, that you want to add to.
Oh,
to the sale.
That's so true.
yeah. You could partner with your downlines, the ones that have that lives in a home, and say, listen, you know, if you want, why we don't plan this and see if we could get people interested in the opportunity or buying products. So why we don't plan this? You know, you take a few things to sell and put up flyers. You get the people there. The other way, another great way too, you know, people love to go out when there's, you know, in the summer. It's like they've been in their homes because it's been very cold. So when there's a little bit of hot, everybody's out. So I would say, you know, doing sample parties at, you know, sample parties at friends' house, that would be very exciting and very nice to do. Like for an hour, sample parties, you go there, you have, bring your brochures. You know, you have some samples and you talk about whatever sample you're going to have. You want to talk about, you know, that product. You want to probably do a simple game and that kind of stuff. You know, I think that is a great way to do a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And, you know, one of the things I had done, it came in my last Avon order, was I ordered the little mini size. All the cleansers, every one of them. And they're in your back office. I think it's on the sample size or whatever it's called. And what I'm planning on doing, the bag that I earned as for presents for advances to AUL, I packed that as a bag to go out to people's homes and do makeup consultations. So, you know, you can sample feel. Things they can do is order a little sample, the trial size, one of each. Mm-hmm. People can actually put them on their hands. Great idea, Mike.
Absolutely. This is every time, for me, if you ask me, you know, I told you I'm very passionate about what I do. And for me, I see all the possibilities possible, whether it's in summer or you put me back and for winter, fourth quarter, and I'll tell you more. You know, and I think it's just the excitement about this great opportunity, this great product. We have a product for every season. We have the right price. We have the guarantee. There's no reason why we cannot be successful with this business.
That's so true. It's so, so true. It's very, very true. Well, Maria, anything you'd like to share with us, any parting words? We have a minute.
Well, okay, I like to share
a quote from Thomas Jefferson. And
oh, okay.
He says, yes, he says, nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. So a lot has to do with our attitude. And, you know, again, I'm very happy to be here. I wish the best to all. And good luck to everybody. Thank you again.
Thank you, Maria, and have a good evening. And for all those who are on the listening radio show, remember that you can go back, you can re-listen to the show if you've missed anything. And then also share these shows with people in your downline. Do not invite them to the show. Invite them to re-listen to some of these shows that we have. And also, you can also share a lot of these shows with people who are your possible recruits, because there may be a message in these calls that will touch them as an individual. So with that, Maria, I want to thank you again for being on the show. We have to get you on sooner. We can't let these many months go by. And for those who are listening, I wish everyone a good week, because this is our selling week, and our orders are due next Monday, starting next week. So with that, everyone, have a good night. And again, thank you, Maria.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good night.
Good night.